103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Ooh, 103.2 Dublin City FM. It is no great surprise that myself and Brian, we were like, how would you say it, the little bit the John DeOco, not the John DeOco, more the John DePaul. He went off. I did. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels and, well, I don't know. He did. What did you do, Brian?
I did
Mull of Kintyre. That's what you did. You did Mull of Kintyre. My back catalogue will always be better than yours, and that is. But we're back together.
I did Band on the Run and Give Ireland Back to the Irish. Go on.
Well, that's another day's work. We're back in studio on a genuine serious note. We have never fallen out. We've only disagreed ever for more than 1 minute. And on this occasion, this wonderful Friday, oh God, we should do the, you should do the bits that I usually do, which is the, how do people get in touch?
You get in touch at Sodshow on Twitter and The Sodshow on Facebook and info@sodshow.com during the week if you want to email us, but it's... while we're on air, at Sodshow on Twitter.
You almost said Sodshow. Okay, on this week's show, we have a great friend of mine, no stranger to the show. He's been on before, Eugene Higgins. You are very welcome.
Good evening, gentlemen. Could I just mention Live and Let Die?
Don't get involved in this marriage, my man. I mean, we've.
Oh, he no, does, I'll be a victim, you're right.
He does grocery shopping. We'll end up arguing about the kids.
I don't want to be in court. Okay,
no,
fair enough.
Okay, Eugene. I guess, and I know we've had you on before, but for those who are new to Sodshow listening, what I guess would be your job that would make you most famous? Is that the fairest way to put it?
Yeah, famous. I don't know what's even the definition of famous, but known above the parapet, I suppose. Did the afternoon show for 6 years on RT as our resident gardener, the only one at the time. I did UTV's Glorious Gardens, which was a one-off series for UTV. Going around the north, working in very interesting areas, which is another day's story. I write for the Irish Mail on Sunday for their gardening column, and I did cut my teeth in broadcasting in Room to Improve on the BBC in the late 90s. And amongst all that, I work as a landscaper trying to improve the gardens of Ireland.
Okay, so let's break this down, Bobby Brown, if we can, Eugene, because there are some that say, and this isn't, we don't have an agenda of questions as well, you might know the Sodshow, but there's a couple of things that were said to me this week. Number one is that horticultural, inverted commas, people, in particular, was referenced maybe hort associations. This isn't my opinion or anything along the lines of, but basically the suggestion is that everything is all to the public, let's say, or the public speak out, is that everything is all very welcoming and there you go. And when you actually get inside the room, you realise, well, actually, it's not actually that good at all. In short, it goes back to that little bit of a thing of how do we encourage young people in, and young people on the other hand are saying, well, actually, no, it's a bit pants. How do I put that one to you and wait for a response? Is that the best way to do it?
Okay, yeah, fair enough. In what way are we looking at this? Like, why are people upset about what people are saying? Like, who specifically is upset about what? I'm curious to know.
I don't know. I get very upset about very little in my lifetime, to be honest with you, Eugene. If I ever get upset, I just look at
so
a tree and...
We need to cut to the chase. Who are these people that are saying things? What are they saying? Let's cut to the chase here, my man.
Well, let's put to one side what they said. Let's bring it back around the other way. Do you think that horticultural associations are okay, new and vogue? Are they welcoming to young people? How's about that for
Okay, right. Horticultural associations, are they welcoming? There might be an element of truth in what you say. A lot of them tend to become elitist, in my experience. I've never been a great person for associations. I'm associated with a lot of people, but when you have to join up and get to a committee and be politically correct, which is probably, in many ways, has a basis of a good ethos, you do tend to run into trouble. So I would have to say that there may be a grain of truth to what you say, but I'd have to say that there are also some very fine associations where people get their opportunity to speak and they encourage people. And they're probably the smaller ones and not so well-known ones. But I have to say that while I'm aware of it, it's a bit like analysing a football league or music sales. There's good, there's bad, there's excellent and there's poor. But there is maybe a predominance I'm aware of.
Okay, here's a second one for you. The suggestion is that numbers of... numbers or member numbers of garden associations in some respects are either A, stagnant or B, on the decline. Pause. On the other hand, you have memberships like GIY, Friends of the Sodshow, who, let's put it in short, are the fastest growing horticultural organisation in Ireland and now going abroad. And I don't mean abroad as into the UK, I mean international. What is your thoughts on that? Is that a fair way? Have they done something right because they embraced new technology and Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff?
GIY,
grow it yourself.
Okay. They have been, to use that well-worn phrase, extremely proactive in every element of modern life, and they are to be commended for their enthusiasm. I've never attended a meeting other than speak to people or members of it. It does occur to me, though, that with the recession, that people have a lot more spare time on their hands, and that perhaps membership of a lot of these groups went up during that time, and that perhaps for various reasons, including people being gainfully employed, that maybe just by coincidence the numbers have dropped down. But enthusiasm for gardening is out there because it transcends into schools, it transcends into many facets of life, and people of a younger age are more actively interested in gardening than when I came onto the marketplace and left school.
Do you think the fact that we've got no garden show on television in Ireland has a role to play in all of this, Eugene?
Because we've no functional gardening programme, yeah, and it is, the Bloom programme obviously works very well for what it does and what it says. It's a very worn format, but people watch it. A new gardening programme is badly needed. I have been singing this song and I made various attempts to try and correct that. But at this point, there is definitely a media opinion in this country that says people aren't interested in gardening. Yet, when you guest on a Pat Kenny radio show or Sheila Shogas, as I did, people are amazed at the interest, the researchers, the producers, the directors. They say, it must be you, Eugene. I say, I'd like to think it was, but you know what? That's the kind of response that you get. So I think that they just aren't fully briefed, and I think the viewership of Bloom is around the 300,000 mark, and possibly even when they repeat it, and it's a well-worn format. Think what you could do with something fresh and new.
But here's the ultimate point, and let me put this to you this way, and I should double underline this, if there are any members of any garden associations listening, don't take umbrage with anything I say. This is just two guys having a chat. We're throwing a question out there. And I guess, you know, you're able to disagree with it, but in context and as part of that...
Sorry, Peter, people love to take umbrage these days. They're just waiting to be upset and insulted. There are people actually waiting, as you know, so someone's always upset, even by the fact that I say they're not upset.
Well, yeah, but then they should do what I do and just go outside and look at a tree for a period of about 3 to 5 minutes. And I don't
know. Climb just becomes... up a tree, Peter, and leave a message on your phone saying that I'm up a tree and I can't answer.
Yeah, well, phoning me might actually upset you from time to time. But let's get to the crux of it. What I'm saying to you is me and you, we are the converted. We do horticulture on a daily basis. You make gardens, I make gardens. You write, I do the radio thing. So, but here's the whole crux of it. Brian Green is the not converted. How on God's earth does any garden association get, and no disrespect to Brian, but to quote him, he's never seen a real beetroot. How do we get the Brian Greens of this world to, let's say, number one, grow their own veg, number two, get to a park or go to see a botanical gardens? And let's put it at that. And by the way, he is not going to go and study horticulture.
Yeah, fair enough. And he's presumably doesn't need to join an association, to be honest with you. He could just call, get to know a few neighbours.
I mightn't be their target market. Like, I'm not going to go and see League of Ireland football. It's just not my thing. It might be my thing, but there is a target market that aren't being attracted to the hort societies.
But GIY managed to achieve this, Brian. That's the
thing. Hang on, Brian. Could Brian tease that out a little bit for me? I'm interested in that analogy.
With the League of Ireland?
Well, it's the fact that you mentioned the League of Ireland, the attendance has gone up, that it's so badly kind of run and that it's not franchised properly, and that you're a bit like the American League. You have to really take it in hand to rejig it, to modernise it. And are you saying that gardening is similar to that, that it's a bit outmoded, a little untrendy, and it just isn't for you, full stop? Or do you think that, do you own a garden? Do you actually have a garden?
There is a front and a back garden at my house, yes.
So you're a passive gardener, but they're everywhere. So will the passive gardener become involved in his garden? Probably by default, you have to go to the garden centre 2 or 3 times a year, do you?
No, he doesn't.
I'm not the passive, as you described. You jumped ahead of us there. Okay. I'm the armchair gardener.
And Eugene, just to clarify, Brian phones me once a year and says, the good lady, Miss Green, suggested the hedge needs to be cut. You're now in trouble because I meant to tell you 2 months ago. And when he says armchair, he sits in the armchair while I cut his hedge.
Well, perhaps the solution is we should chat to Mrs. Green that Brian is going to never be involved in gardening, as I'm presumably not going to be involved in fishing. I like fish. I like water. I feel sick when I get on a boat, so I talk about it. And if someone gave me a fishing rod, I might do it for 5 minutes, but I'm not going to go out and buy stuff. But perhaps we should look at it that way. So we need to focus on Mrs. Green.
There, we'll take a break and call that part one. Next week, part two of our interview with Eugene Higgins here on The Sod Show. Let's go for some music now, and it's The Cure, The Hanging Garden. From their 1982 album Pornography, that's The Cure and The Hanging Garden. 103.2 Dublin City FM at Sod Show on Twitter. And Peter is telling me we've another interview lined up today, and he's somebody on the line. Who's on the line?
On the line we have Karen O'Donoghue. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Peter.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. How are you, dude?
I'm fantastic, as always. Fantastic. We have a couple of announcements. You are no stranger to the show, I should add. So if you want all of the gardening, DIY, behind-the-scenes stuff that we discussed with Karen, and how on God's earth a lovely little nut from Cork manages to end up employed by such a fine establishment of horticultural hierarchy, then this, just go Google Karen O'Donoghue. You can leave out the apostrophe if you want. It'll all come up there. And Sodshow, stick in Sodshow, and it'll all come up right. And that's that. However, on this occasion, you have a little bit of news for us.
I do have a little bit of news for you. Are you ready?
Okay, well, hold on. Let's take this. The first one is the bit that needs to be put out first, because on December 18th, you have, what is it? A raffle? Don't tell me this is a raffle, like with a, you can win an advent calendar or something.
No, we've upped the game a little bit. Is there no drum roll? I want a drum roll for this big announcement.
You're pushing it. Our budget doesn't stretch that far.
Your budget doesn't stretch that. Okay. So the big news is that, yes, indeed, the Dig Deep raffle, which is a fundraiser that we're doing for GrowHQ, the fantabulous food education centre that we're building in Waterford very soon, will be drawn on Friday the 18th of December, which means that your hundreds and thousands of fans, followers, tweeters, friends, supporters and otherwise still have time to go and buy a ticket or three. It's a fiver for one, it's a tenner for three, and they are all available from our online shop at diyinternational.org. Brilliant prizes. I know you have your eye on the glass house, am I right?
You do indeed. You've got that one perfected.
Yeah. I want the hen house, but clearly I'm not allowed to enter. So we've everything from a Vita Via Venus 5000.
A what?
Yeah, Vita Via Venus 5000.
That's a lady shaver, is it?
That sounds like, do you remember a bullseye? Do you remember a bullseye? Wheel out and they'd wheel out the speedboat. And then they go, take it back in. You didn't win that. You just won the bully's tanker and darts. Do you remember the speedboat? It was always a speedboat.
But I'm with Lady Shave. I think that's a Venus 5000. Yeah.
So it's a Vita Venus 5000 glasshouse, not by Gillette, but from our lovely friends at Allegro. Then we have a very cool 20-foot by 10-foot polytunnel from some gang down here in Cork called In The Market. And I can actually testify to the durability of this one, because it's the one we use at our little community allotment here in Ladysbridge, and it is still standing after the numerous hurricanes and whatnot of the last few days. So it stands up to biblical weather. I can put it that to you.
Okay, tickets on this one close fairly quickly, which is December 18th.
December 18th is the draw, yeah,
right,
that evening. So
So you need to buy your tickets before then, obviously.
Super soon, yeah, but you can get them online. So once you buy them online, then don't need to send anything out to you. I will just put your name and your address and your phone number on the stub and hang on to it. So up until the last
minute. What's the website, Karen, to buy them?
www.giyinternational.org. Go to shop, look under tickets, bing, bang, bosh, purchase now.
Brilliant. We were at GrowFest where we met up at I was expecting after then an invite to the turning of the sod on your HQ. Has it happened yet?
Not quite yet.
Has it been delayed then? Because it was to happen within about a month.
Hold on. Stop the press. Brian, I got an invite to the turning of the sod.
Okay.
And just Karen, turn off Karen's line in studio just for a second. I got an invite to the turn. They can't hear you now, Karen. I got an invite to the turning of the sod. Your name was not on that list. And just while Karen's on the line, the person who rang me and said I was invited was Karen. Okay, now you can go ahead.
Put me back on the line. Silence me, Peter Donegan. Okay, I demand to be heard.
No, I only want to know. Actually, I just want to know, did it happen?
Oh, okay. You're clearly not that bothered.
No.
Okay, so no, the answer is that it hasn't happened yet, but the excellent news is that it is most definitely going ahead on Monday the 14th of December. So, yeah.
Who's doing it for you?
Will be turned. We're going to send Mick out with a shovel. Until I sell more raffle tickets, I can't afford a JCB. So yeah, buy more raffle tickets and then we'll get the machinery in.
No, Brian meant like as in who,
the
like as in, yeah, like as in, you know, where did you phone, like are you having somebody from the sod show to go down to be in the photograph to turn the sod with the gold shovel kind of thing?
Well, we'd like it to make the papers, so
Wow, jeez. Oh, harsh, harsh. Yeah.
You do know there's an election in the spring.
Brian, press button number 2, just bring in the other caller.
Am I back on now or not?
You're back on.
Oh, okay. We you're back on, but okay. we have Brendan Howland on line 3.
Brendan, how are you, dude?
Brian Green, you're a hell.
No.
Radio Gold.
What can I say? Yes, obviously we have invited some dignitaries. The invitations only went out very recently, so I can't tell you at this very moment in time who has confirmed.
We wanted scoop. Okay, but we're not getting it. It's over to Peter.
Right, that's the turning of the sod. Karen, just to put in context, mm-hmm. the turning of the sod, how great a landmark is this for GIY as a group?
Oh, this is major. Like, this is a major, major milestone. So, the venue where we're going to be having the reception after the physical turning of the sod is a hotel in Waterford called The Woodlands. And what's really lovely about us going there is that is where Mick held the first ever GIY meeting back in 2008. So if you think that in 8 years, which, you know, in some ways is a bit of a long time, but in the development of a social enterprise and an organisation, it's nothing. To have gone from one meeting with one man and a whole heap of interested parties down in Waterford to GIY being an internationally recognised key player in the world of health promotion, environmental sustainability, community development and engagement, and all around have-a-goers, that's pretty cool. And I think for us, we have been, and you know, when I say we, I mean not just the 9 people that are currently employed by GIY, but all the people that have been with Mick over the last few years. You know, we've been operating out of a very small office space at WIT and are very grateful to them for accommodating us. But to suddenly know that GrowHQ, which is something we've been working on and dreaming about for a long, long time, and doing a lot of fundraising for, and, you know, going through all the planning and the project management and all the stuff that is just a head wreck on a lot of occasions, to know that it's actually happening and that GIY is going to have somewhere that really reflects who we are and what we do. And in fact, it also reflects the potential of what we're going to achieve. It just makes our heart sing. Like, honest to God, we're quite emotional about it. We're very excited. We're going to do a cool job. You know, Monday week is going to be professional and slick and up to date and all that kind of stuff. But we're just thrilled. It's major. This is major.
I like the line, Karen, where you mentioned the hotel where it all started. Mm. And I think what was a mom's one was always be careful on the way up and the wheel always turns. And there's a huge element of, how would you say, yeah, congratulations, very well done. Hey, bring this back to me, because on a separate note, somebody has to obviously pay for all of this. And one of the ways in which you are doing that, credit where it is due, is not just by smiling. It is your bigger, huger, super-duper bumper raffle, which is a 250 quid a ticket gig for GIY. Is it GIYinternational.org? What's the website again?
Yeah, so GIYinternational.org is our website. Now, tickets for that awesome dinner, they haven't gone live just yet. And whilst I'd love somebody to pay me 250 quid a ticket, they're actually going to be 150 euros a ticket. So I'll put you down for 2, 4, table of 10, perhaps. Yeah?
Oh, there's that line from Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, just in case I need extras. Yeah, absolutely.
Just in case. Yeah, so I'll tell you, that event is going to be amazing. It's on the 26th of February, and we're really blessed to have been offered Brook Lodge as the venue.
MacReddin Village.
Yes, do you know it, Brian?
I DJed it a few times.
You DJed a few times?
DJed, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so just bring your decks because we're looking for some after-dinner entertainment.
That's me all over, Karen. I can juggle. I'm available for children's parties, bar mitzvahs.
Bar mitzvahs.
Yeah, 2:30 in the morning.
Look no
further.
Peter's the MC, I'm the DJ.
You're the DJ. Okay, cool. Well, I'll be totally throwing shapes on the dance floor, so that's excellent. That the party is sorted. Yes, but that event is going to be like a really amazing night. Anybody that loves food is going to want to come. Anybody that has heard of but hasn't had a chance to check out Brook Lodge is going to want to come. People that care about DIY is going to want to come. And people that care about Grow HQ, clearly. And obviously some hardcore music aficionados. Oh my God, I think I swore live on there. What's the word I'm trying to say?
Aficionados.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Fish out of water.
Happy to be able to help in some little way, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hey, come here to me. Not only that, you're doing... this is where I got the 250 quid from. So the tickets for the dinner are 150 quid, but you've got an auction on.
Yes, we have an auction. So we're going to have an auction... And, you know, maybe you guys and maybe some of the listeners and the followers might be able to help me out with this. My aim for this auction is to get prizes that quite literally money cannot buy. So if anybody out there has something really cool to offer, I'm thinking a boxer size type training session with Katie Taylor. Like, hello, I'd pay for that. An opportunity to DJ with Brian Green. Yeah, get up on the decks. Awesome. If anybody has tickets to some cool sports event or, you know, just whatever. Think outside the box, but something very cool that's going to be high value and that money cannot buy. They would be brilliant. And then, of course, the other prizes that we'd like to have for things like the raffle, again, would be really cool experiences. You know, so if somebody knows somebody or is the somebody who can get us dinner for 2468 at Chapter 1 or some really cool other restaurant, nights away in the Cliff House or, again, anywhere, you know, that kind of thing. Stuff that you would just be like, that's definitely worth buying a ticket for. I'm in.
Okay. Okay. And that's all happening all on the big night as well. You can't bid on that outside of just in case, or will that list be going live?
That's quite a good...
February 26th.
I hadn't thought about that. I had kind of assumed that I would do it all on the night.
What about eBay?
Well, if you win it, you could eBay it after and then re-donate the money back into us.
Yeah, you could do that.
You could do that.
Yeah, there's a Father Ted moment in there somewhere, all right, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, leave that one with me. I'd say keeping it simple and to do it well, it'll probably all be on the night. So... if you want to come and be involved in the raffle and have a chance to bid on some of those things that money cannot buy, then buy a ticket and come join us for some great food, to meet some cool people, and to be part of Grow HQ. Yeah.
Lay your little mark in history. Karen O'Donoghue of DIY International. The website, just to clarify, Karen, is diyinternational.org.
Correct.
The Twitter handle is DIY Ireland.
That's it.
Right, okay. And you're also on the Facebook, you've got Instagrams. From the nicest radio garden, where we're the only garden radio show full time in the country, aren't we? So from the nicest garden radio show in the country by default to, I would have to say, do we call her the spokesperson? You can turn off her mic if you want. Do I have to say, on a genuine note, Karen, from all of us here at the SOD Show and everybody else listening, Karen, we wish you the best luck on the big nights Many thanks, as by the way, to the team in Waterford for keeping us posted here on all of the fantastic and wonderful things that you were doing there. It's an unbelievable journey that has taken place. I know we have Mick on the horizon up on another side show again in the near future, but we'll leave that for another day. Karen O'Donoghue, thank you so much for your time. A wonderful pleasure.
Thank you.
Peter and Brian, thank you guys so much. It's really appreciated.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, be well. Bye.
It's Nonstop here on the Sod Show. We're back next Friday at 3 p.m. and you can catch us on podcast during the week, sodshow.com. It's 103.2 Dublin City FM. Stay around for programmes throughout your Friday for the rest of the day here on the radio station. And we'll bid you a good week from myself, Brian Green, and himself, Peter Donegan. Until next week at 3, do take care. Bye-bye.